Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is unapologetic over the way the government has abruptly terminated the French submarine contract. He says the French would do well to remember that many Australians who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defence of their country.
Australia doesn't need to prove their resolute desire to look after the liberty and the freedom and the equality of France. We have tens of thousands of Australians who have either died on French soil or died protecting French soil in both the First World War and the Second World War.
Barnaby Joyce, who's in charge, while Scott Morrison is visiting the United States. David Crowe joins us now. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
So you heard Barnaby Joyce. He says Australia has nothing to prove here when it comes to the steadfast relationship with France. Scott Morrison's about to arrive in the US for a series of meetings. How important will those talks be, not just the French Australia needs to reassure, but as we heard earlier, the Europeans more broadly, who say there's a trust deficit now?
Pretty crucial. History, even a century ago, doesn't really smooth over what's happening right now, because the French are so furious about the fact that Scott Morrison and the government were working on this for 18 months or so, and then didn't reveal it all to the French until much more recently. Now, Scott Morrison's landed in the US, or is about to land in the US right now. We don't know all the bilateral meetings that he's going to hold while he's in New York and Washington, D.C. We do know that there was talk last week about him holding a trilateral meeting with Boris Johnson and Joe Biden, where they would make this, you know, formal AUKUS pact real with their tripartite meeting. That is not going to happen. So already we're seeing that there's a sort of stepping back from what you might call rubbing other people's noses in it, with too much ballyhoo about this new alliance. So it's a softer approach, I think we're seeing already, but we don't know how many bilateral meetings Scott Morrison can arrange with the Europeans, and I don't think there's any signs so far of any meeting with the French, and so therefore it's still going to be a very slow exercise in getting the Europeans back on side. I think the free trade agreement with the European Union is going to be on a go slow for some time now, so there's a lot of work to do to repair the relationship.
Okay, what about here at home? We're going to be joined by Labor veteran and former Industry Minister Kim Carr after eight. He's insisting there needs to be a parliamentary inquiry to closely scrutinise a whole range of areas around this, the cost of the subs, our sovereign capacity to build them into the future. He's not the only one calling for this. The government's got a lot of work to do yet still when it comes to the domestic politics, doesn't it? Or do you think the nation itself will be on board given the strategic importance of this?
Well, it is very interesting that Labor doesn't dispute the need for an effective submarine fleet and hasn't objected to nuclear-powered submarines, even though that it has some conditions such as no nuclear weapons, of course. So there is that bipartisan support at the broad level, but there's a lot of things to be worked out here, and I just don't see how anybody can really say there's no need for a Senate inquiry. There's a lot at stake in terms of local manufacturing, and I don't think there's any clarity about what that manufacturing is going to be over the long term. There is a tension between needing submarines in the water as soon as possible and doing all the manufacturing in Adelaide, and that tension is going to last for a long time. We've got an 18-month working group that, you know, conveniently, some might say, won't make a finding before the federal election on exactly how they'll be built, when they'll be built. The option of buying them from overseas, or buying some of them from overseas rather than building them all in Adelaide, is something to be explored over 18 months. And so we won't have an answer before the election, but there's certainly a need to scrutinise what's happened.
Yeah. And just finally and briefly, David, we're almost at the news, but Barnaby Joyce says Christian Porter's done nothing illegal with the blind trust, and he says his decision to accept anonymous donations can really be dismissed as having a bad day at the wicket.
Well, it's that's a total misreading of the situation. I mean, the blind trust was an impossible precedent for Scott Morrison to accept, and I don't think that changes in the next term of Parliament if the coalition wins and if there is a desire for Christian Porter to return to the ministry. That would need to be resolved.
Okay. Well, the news is upon us, David. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe, chief political correspondent with the Nine Papers.